I want to come to the topic of indulging in alcohol as a gentleman now. How do you do it? Can you? Do you think it's even possible? I was listening or actually reading an article this week from CatholicGentleman.com by Michael Foley, and he ends this article about drinking alcohol as a gentleman, as a person of faith, and he says the question is not whether Christians should enjoy drink festively, but it's a question of whether they will be the only ones left capable of doing so. The crisis today surrounding alcohol is we kind of have this split attitude and distinction, even within Christianity. Denominations outright puritanically rule it out as evil, innately bad. And then there's the Catholic approach where you know someone's a Catholic when they are A-okay with drinking often. I mean, that's the joke, at least in the Protestant circles that I've been in growing up, that you always know when the Catholic arrives because they bring the alcohol. But how do you find the balance? The culture sees nothing wrong with drunkenness today, and yet we're called as Christians, as Catholics, as people of faith, to do all things in moderation. I was talking to our new producer here on Trending, John Hannity. By the way, shout out to our new team member. And he was talking about how moderation means not using alcohol as a vehicle for fun. It is a tool for fellowship and cooperative merriment. It's a catalyst, not the engine. I think that's a really, really important statement that our use of alcohol is not a vehicle for fun, and it's meant for fellowship. And for merriment, for enjoyment. We'll talk about that in just a moment. And he said, it's a catalyst, not the engine. These are profound words because it's a reminder for us that everything we use as people of faith are meant to be tools. Things we use are tools. Our phones are tools. Alcohol, it's a tool and it's a gift. So let's break down from this excellent article at CatholicGentleman.com a little bit, I think, of a stronger perspective to help us if maybe you struggle a little bit with your philosophy on alcohol. But let's be real. I think there are a lot of things in life that we don't really have a philosophy or an approach or a take on, but we should. I think many people just fall into getting drunk, not meaning to, but they just fall into it because they don't have a plan. They don't have an intention. They're not intentional with how they approach alcohol. And so here are some, I think, guiding tips to have that better approach. How can you indulge in alcohol as a gentleman? So some of the tips given in this fantastic article by Michael Foley, I'd like to walk through. Number one, he mentions in moderation. Obviously, we're going to say that, requiring virtue. And the reality is when you have moderation when it comes to alcohol, not only are you more pleasant for other people to enjoy you, but you actually enjoy it more too. You don't have to get drunk to enjoy alcohol. You don't have to get drunk in order to take off a little bit of the edge and loosen up in a social environment. And that's, I think, what's important is moderation is necessary for actually fostering real friendship and engagement with others. And that's what's important. When we're using alcohol, we have to do it in moderation in order for it to actually achieve what we want it to achieve. Unless, of course, unless you're trying intentionally to drink to forget, but shouldn't we be drinking to remember to enjoy? So the second thing is to drink with gratitude. This is the second topic listed. And I think this is a really, really good reminder that if we want to enjoy something, remember the word enjoy. Joy essentially means to be to live in God's grace, that it's a life of grace. We have grace flowing in us. So in order to enjoy something, to be in God's grace, well, we have to recognize it's a grace. And so to drink with gratitude means that we're being good stewards of what we've received. To be good stewards of not just ourselves, but the gifts and things of this earth and even of the work of men. It's funny because modern philosophy, we have philosophers such as Kant who have this approach to gratitude that gratitude is something bad because it leads to an idea of dependence, but also of owing a debt to someone. And in modern philosophy, our modern ideology today is absolute independence, that I'm self-sufficient and independent, and I don't rely on anyone or anything to make me, or that I have to, you know, go back and make up for something. You know, this is why a lot of people are cutting off their parents, because they want that radical independence that is so detached that they can just make a name for themselves. It's really a modern version of the Tower of Babel. We're trying to build ourselves up. But if we have that approach of gratitude, it really changes the game of actually being able to enjoy alcohol. The third way to indulge in alcohol as a gentleman is with your memory. That is, I'll say, with your memory intact and being able to remember things. You know, again, I mentioned earlier, some people drink to remember, other people drink to forget. I hope we are in the former. That is, that we're not trying to celebrate losing ourselves. I'll never forget, some years ago, I went to a wedding and I ended up meeting a family member's future spouse there. Now, a year later, everyone's getting married, everyone's celebrating, and I get to see my family member's spouse again. And, you know, we're talking, and many of us had the same experience where over and over again, as we're going around, we're saying, oh, it's so good to see you again. And she's saying, oh, it's so nice to meet you. Well, why was she saying it's so nice to meet you? Because she had overindulged at the wedding. The next day was totally hungover, sick as could be. And although we had some great conversations, she didn't remember. She didn't remember the time we had together. And so I bring this up because sometimes in the midst of trying to enjoy something, in the midst of having fun and enjoying, we can go too far, lose ourselves, lose the memories of the good times we had with others, the memory of ourselves in that context. And yet that's the challenge. And when it comes to alcohol and engaging in a gentlemanly way and indulging, that we're indulging, but with moderation, with enjoyment, with a memory. You're listening to Trending with Timory. It's been a great gentleman's hour here on Trending. I'll be back tomorrow for our weekly marriage hour.